Shmaisa Shir Monday night, or Le Yudalat Cheshvan. Shmaisa Dalat Perik Tes. And he really reviewed in Shmaisa Dalat Perik Tes, his Yisoda Perik Tes. We left off with really his explanation of, if you don't hold like him, because what's the... The problem is there's a group of boys who like broke away,
right?
Because
that's what I thought.
Pasnish to learn, you know, they had to break away, mm-hmm. And they have no supervision.
Yeah.
I'm thinking very seriously, telling them they can't learn here without adult supervision. Tell them they're not, they shouldn't come.
They
should go. They need adult learning. Supervision. If they don't have adult supervision, they can't be here. Why don't the Monday night people learn here anymore? The Pitzala. Maybe they're coming back. Maybe they're here now.
What?
Yeah. But where's the Madrichim? Oh, yeah.
They started at 8:30, man.
Who's those kids? One's tops. You know where the other two are? One's top. You know
yeah, one's top. I know the others.
Okay. So, he explained the tzad not to hold. In other words, you have this Asufi that was found. And because it was Rov Yisrael, when he was found, it was possible he was a Yisrael. There's a ramification of Mominus, of we're Mazakim, or we're Mazak is Momin, so we have to pay. There's an issue of Enochel Momin Acha Rov. The Shmaitza says, I don't have a problem with that at all. Wonderful. It was a Rov that was the Paskin Kaidim Hamaisa. So there's no issue at all. Pashas, Mominus is all saints. He said, if you're chaylik with that, he says, it would be because I, very interesting story, he says, we get this, very interesting story, he says, a very interesting story that you could maybe kill the person, Machal Shabbos, let's say, on the basis of this story, because it was Gefaskin, he's a Jew, it's Isser, and now he did an Isser, he was Machal Shabbos. So later the Onish is Nogeya, but Isser Atzmi Berecha Gilchsa. Almost as if Isser is a category in which it's legitimate to have Isser Atzmi Berecha Gilchsa, and the Nefashos of let's say him being Machal Shabbos is like a Totsoa, call it, of that Isser. But Momin, ironically, even if it's more cow, but it doesn't directly relate to the Psak of Isser. That's what he's suggesting. That's what it seems like the Shmaitz is saying. He doesn't talk much. And again, he's only saying it if you're Chaylik with Tosis, because he himself says, not like that. And he holds not like that. And Tosis doesn't hold like that. He holds it does help for Momin. But the sad that it doesn't is because it doesn't follow directly from the Ha'isr Atzmoy Beidecha Dutsa. Okay? So that was with the words Ella de Bezeye Shlachalik, then Yamisa Shabbachayav and Olav, Vimashik Asad, no Kimda, Ade Roy, Huxuk Yisrael, Vanasa Isser, Umalkin, Dorgon Achasa Hisrubai, Kimda Roy Mahani, like Baya Isser, like Gorame Erech, like Mashik Asati. And all the Shemaita just says these six, seven words. Which, again, it's strange. Like, these words sound great until you start to think about what they mean. I mean, it's not Kviyas Isser. You mean Kaveh that he's a Yisrael. And then the moment is just because you were Mazik, the Yisrael's moment. So, Abel the moment, Lo Shaykh Kviyas Isser, really share the sentence. Okay, we're going weiter now. We're moving along. What?
Moving Death row.
Death row. That's we follow row.
That's
it. Yeah. Bozer. I will gain something out of all of this. Liyashe pushes places this morning. You have to feel funny. I'll tell you. You know, the Shmeitzer goes around answering Tosis kashes, and it's like you say to yourself, like my chinuch, which was very Rav Chaim oriented, is that that's the biggest riot that the Shmeitzer's wrong, is that it answers Tosis kashes. Because we've shown him our. My Rav Abba always told us he had a Kabbalah, or at least Rav Chaim's Derech. The difference between Rishonim and Achronim is a very Echusi difference. The Rishonim you look at as being Mefarish the Gemara. And Mefarish the Gemara. You're really learning Gemara. You're learning Gemara through the eyes of Rashi, Gemara through the eyes of Tosis, Gemara through the eyes of the Ritva. Gemara is like Ramban. You're not really learning Ramban. I'm explaining the way I understand. Like, I don't think he. So if you answer Tosis Kasha, it's like you're going against the Gemara. Forget about you're going against Tosis. Maybe a line of demarcation. You know, Rav Abba explained. Well, he never said it exactly so explicitly. This is my understanding of him, is that there's really no line between the Rishonim and Achronim. The line is there's no such thing as Rishonim. Rishonim are Mephorishim. So you're learning Gemara. So you really, like, if you would argue with Rashi, or you argue with Tosis, if you're arguing with the Gemara, because they were on a level of Mephorishim. They were Mephorish the Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua is just not like that. Yeshua and does not need my haskama, but you're learning Pnei Yeshua. You're learning Pnei Yeshua, so I can be chayav with the Pnei Yeshua if I'm a Bar Hochi and I understand the Gemara, etc., etc., etc. So, you know, but this was really an upheaval, call it, that Rav Chaim, part of Rav Chaim's revolution of learning. This his Derech Halimun and everything really put, he did it really to Rambam more than anything else, but it really put Rishonim on a different place. So Shmaitz is all excited that he answered Tosis Kasha, and nowadays we look at it and say, okay, the Shmaitz is for sure wrong. Now why is he wrong? How do I know he's wrong? Because his friend was Tosis Kasha. And Tosis didn't answer that. If I may continue my digression, Rav Moshe, the Ramban in last week's Sedra, says that Avram was Chayte. By going down to Mitzrayim, it was a Chasar B'tochen. Sarim B'tochen does not mean the Sarim B'tochen we have, but you know, a flaw in his B'tochen. What? Okay. B'chul. So Rav Moshe takes issue with the Ramban, and I don't even know if Rav Moshe says it the way I'm about to say it, but certainly the way I'm about to say it is a good way to say it. And that is, how dare the Ramban assign a chait or a flaw to Avraham Avinu that's not in Chazal? You don't find in Chazal that it was a flaw or a chait. And you talk about Avraham Avinu, man, like, whoa. So how could the Ramban do that? He has no right to do it. Rav Moshe takes issue with the Ramban from a conceptual level. He has no right to. But you're not going into it. He's right, he's wrong. Like a Tanageya. He can't say it. You have to understand the Rav Avinu. That's what Moshe says on either in Darash Moshe or
maybe in
the Sefer. What?
He's got the Rishonim on his side. Moshe had other Rishonim on his side. It was not a thing.
That's exactly not the point.
Seder.
We're not discussing now if it was a Cheder. Please, you don't understand. Because you wouldn't have said what you said. We're not talking about if it was a Cheder or not. And Rabbi should, as you say, how could the Ramban argue with Avraham Avinu? How could the Moshe argue with Ramban? The Moshe is tame that the Ramban assigns a chet to Avraham Avinu that's not in Chazal. Doesn't matter if he's right, if he's wrong. What did you say? You said that there are those who hold the Ramban that it wasn't the chet.
No, Rishonim that kind of like Rav Moshe. So the Moshe does not go against the Ramban.
No, you're wrong. It's not the point. I'm sorry. If Rav Moshe would not know why it wasn't a chet, he would still say what he said. I don't know why it's not a chet, but this I do know, that you can't assign a chet to Avraham Avinu that Chazal didn't assign. Even if he didn't have a rock to hide behind him. Rabba kind of on Rav Moshe that it really is totally in your attitude towards Rishonim. And if the Rishonim were like the Mephorshim, like, it's not like the Ramban is assigning. Rishonim are like, they didn't see themselves or their place in Torah. It's not. Not like, you know, the Marshal says something, the Yeshua says something, the Vega says something. Ramban is like, they were before Sheha Torah. Anyway, Rabbi was not bothered by the Kasha. Of course, his view of Rishonim was very, it's almost as if like the Ramban is saying that if Ramban says it, it means Ramban learned up the Pasuk like that. Not the Ramban talking, really. I know it sounds funny because it's part of the Ramban Seichel, but the Ramban was a Mefarish of Torah. So this is Torah through the eyes of the Ramban. It's not the Ramban is arguing with Avraham Avinu. The Ramban is being Mefarish Torah.
You're saying the Rishonim are to the Gemara like the Gemara is to the Mishnah.
Yeah. That's how. And that was like Rav Chaim, like, sort of did that, even though his overt doing that was to the Rambam, who was not perceived as a Mefarish at all, and that was like a big uftuachs from his sefer. If you really know sefer well and you tuned into it, he really turned the Rambam into a Mefarish. And through the Rambam's psukim and through understanding how the Rambam understood the Gemara, so you have a whole new picture of the Gemara, and now you're learning the Gemara through the eyes of the Rambam, and it's like the Rambam is as much of a Mefarish of the Gemara as Rashi is, right? Once you, it's just, it's not presented that way. Anyway,
clearly doesn't hold from that view. I mean, otherwise he would nishmaitza. Right, otherwise he would never come in.
I think it. And all those hundreds, look, their whole Derech Halimud was different. I'd say 70% of the Shmaitza is not the way our, we latch on to certain parts of the Shmaitza and we try to understand it and we try to, you know, touch it up and have Havana in it. But the Shmaitza's whole way of thinking, his line of reasoning is not the way it's taught now. Yeshivas, the Chaim revolutionized the whole analytical system, the whole approach to Gemara, the whole idea that Gemara has like different parts to it. If they're all of a sudden done, the Shmaitza, I mean, we're learning Shmaitza now for years. Shmaitza, mostly Cheshbon. I mean, he's Cheshbonus. He's flying through Shazmin Cheshbonus, and he has, like, sometimes Lomdisha, always geniusy chaps, insights. But Like I said, like he's excited that he passed the terrace of Tosis Katsu. I wouldn't be excited. I would say something's wrong. My understanding of the Inyan is lacking, because like we wouldn't. The Shaila is, what do you do when Tosis has a kasha on the Gemara and doesn't have a terrace? So I asked her about it, like, so what is now my attitude? I'm sure that the Gemara is right. Am I supposed to say a terrace and Tosis kasha? That's again like that's. Do I understand the Gemara better than Tosis did? On the other hand, but I have to accept the premise that the Gemara is right and Tosis is wrong. No, wrong. Tosis had a shver Gemara, but the Gemara is not shver. I don't know. It's like saying the Ramban is a kasha and Avraham Avinu and Blaib Shver. So the same problem. So Moshe doesn't say, no, you can't do that. I Tosis Blaib Shver on the Gemara. Okay. No, Tosis is a kasha on the Gemara and Blaib Shver. So what are you supposed to do with that? So Tosis himself, you could say, he has the kasha because you have to be intellectually honest. And his Blaibing Shver does not mean I slugged up the Gemara. The Blaibing Shver is, I do not understand this Gemara. So what do we do? I'm learning the Gemara, and I understand the Gemara, and I understand a way to avoid Tosis's objection. What does that mean? Does it mean my understanding is flawed? I don't know. Okay.
So very much part and parcel of the Lamedes of the Rebbeinu Tam.
I don't think so. He's on the roster. You know, the Briscoe will have a Ktzois on his bookshelf. Right. He wouldn't have necessarily a flaw on his bookshelf. He might not even have a Pnei Yeshua on his bookshelf. Maybe he would have a Pnei Yeshua. But a flaw, no. He wouldn't have a flaw on his bookshelf. He would have a Kveger on his bookshelf. And Kveger. But the truth is, if you sit and learn Ktzois, that reminds Zerah Halimut. Sorry. There are snatches of Lomdisha insight, so the Tzoyis became like an icon of the 100 most famous forum that you must own. Barry Land has the Tzoyis, doesn't even have the Tzoyis forum. Maybe it does by now. I don't keep up with what they added to each version. Okay, like the Chagas Aryeh, you know, it's like iconic. The Sefer is iconic, but it doesn't speak to the learner nowadays. Chagas Aryeh is like almost archaic, outdated. You know. On the other hand, people don't know the Gemara as well as they used to. How many times will you see in any Akron now? Like, I'll bring you a raya to X because the Gemara says this and this and this, and it answers this and this and this. And if X were not true, then the Gemara should have and could have answered with a certain clarity. If I bring a raya from what the Gemara did not say, that is, if you know, like Sherlock Holmes. If you could bring a raya from something that's not, it denotes a tremendous clarity. Because I have a picture I have such a clear picture that something strange. Why didn't the Gemara? I don't believe nowadays, like the better guys in yeshiva or the shir or top people, they have a koch of analysis, they have a koch of asbara. I would. You know, you hear them talking about learning by a chasm, or you never hear the way Kivega would have talked to the, like, it must be this and this, because or else the Gemara would have answered, like, that's a chisara. I'm not saying they're not clear, but they're not, that's a Shagasari. that what?
That's a classic Shakazaki.
Yeah, that's a Shakazaki. It's full of that. The Shach is full of that. We don't. So I don't know. I think sometimes it's because we lack that. Like they chazed 101 times.
They have to know the Shas thoroughly to be able to say what it would have said.
And clearly, right. You know, you need the clarity of 101 times. Who chazed 101 times?
That's why we need that fun.
You need the clarity of.
That's why we need that fun.
What do you mean you need?
I
don't know. I think Chaim Golovin says you have to use Shaar HaBechina in history also, not only in biology and in astronomy. You have to see the Yad Hashem in history. I think that Rav Chaim came like my doctorate that I never wrote. I have like a few of them. This is one of them. I think it's like Shaar HaBechina material. That Rav Chaim appeared on the scene because of the Yeridus Hadoros and learning. So like no one's gonna, what's gonna be with learning? Torah Mateolel. No one's, our heads, no one's gonna say the Gemara didn't say this, and therefore that. We just don't have that clarity anymore. So we needed a substitute to keep up our Gishmak and learning. Or to keep up learning, to develop Torah further. So he took it in a different direction, which was suited to the Yeridus Hadoros in terms of focus and concentration and clarity. And even though you need a lot of concentration for a Chaim, but that's a different type. It's Echusi. It's not Kamusi. It's deep analysis. And that, you know, so they're doing that even in ninth grade, the kids are going like that. And it gives them a geschmack. So it has its downside that they don't have Bukiyah and Bishas anymore the way you used to. But that's why, like, no one has patience for Bishas anymore. And the whole, you'll never hear, you hear, like, the biggest Gedolim talking and learning, you know, they're bringing a riot from the Lashon of the Gemara. Right, when they're explaining the difference between the first Teretz and the second Teretz of the Gemara, but they're not saying like, why did Rav Acha say to Ravina kach b'kach when he could have said to him what Rav said to Abaye? So on one end, it's not as lomdus. I don't think it's Shaar HaBechina. It's not as lomdus. It's not as gishmak. It's not as analytical. It's not as on the other hand, it bespeaks a tremendous clarity. Like, you know, I say, what about the Chazon in one time? I know it clearly after 20 times. You need 101 times to reach that Madrega of why didn't the Gemara say this? Hey, something's wrong with this Gemara. It could have said kach v'kach. So it's a riot at Kriya Shema's Rabbanon. Because it's put him, you know, like Chaka Zayin.
If I say that, why didn't you go to Chayim and give to Shmuel or what's you and one of the other great and say it?
Why didn't they say it? I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about people. The door needed a different kind of development of Torah. I really think. I think after a few hundred years, the Shkida and the I think it's totally in the Chazar 101 times. No one chases 101 times anymore, except maybe for Mayor Pagro, I don't know. But who chases 101 times?
The baby.
And the Tanya learns the Pshat 101, you know what the Tanya says? The Tanya says, everybody always chases everything 100 times. That was the Shigra of learning. And the Pshat 101 is that it was Yeser Meharagil. You took that extra step. You took that one extra step. You chazed it one more time and was Ragil. That's what we learned. Tanya learned like that 101 times. That it's more than Ragil. You're going outside your Ragil. You take an extra step. That means it was the Derech. I don't know. The Gemara says 40 times. You know, the Gemara sometimes says he chazed it from him 40 times. The Dami Lay, Commander Manach, the Kisei, remember the Joshua Gemara? It's like he had it in his pocket. Like he had it, he was secure with it, he had it, he was kind of as if the domile commanded Kanach, commanded Manach Bekisa, like he had it in his pocket. says 40 times, but the Gemara wants 101 times. And I think nowadays when people in Shabbos, I'm not talking about Bar Mitzvah, when people in Shabbos, they get headaches, I think. They can't. I'm a pretty smart fellow. I don't have patience to go. You know, our Derech HaLimud is, you know, stop. The Gemara didn't answer that because different. Okay, digress for a little. See that the Schmeitzer got us off track because he got excited. He calls it a game. The Yashav Kushias Tyson is Vachamish Barakatarubais. It's more suited to our door. Our door is not going to chazar 101 times. Problem is now they're losing the Rav Chaim analysis also, because, you know, the Eibishter sends the door what it needs, but now the door is not able to concentrate well, even in depth, not able to concentrate. So now it's kariach mikan, but kariach mikan, they don't concentrate in width or in breath, B-R-E-A-D-E-H, whatever, yeah. And we don't concentrate in omek either, because of computers and the internet and click, like we don't concentrate at all. So what's next? Next is the transformation has happened already. We're living in a door of kitzurim, of summaries, of art scroll. Everything's summarized. Go look at this forum. Like everything is, it's like scientifically organized, of organization. Everything's put into a file cabinet and it's organized. And you take out, it's a Farshia Talmud, and okay, here's the Kasha, and here's the five Terusim that were set on this Kasha, that's in a file cabinet, then you take another file cabinet, and there's this, and there's that, and this forum now written, Kitzur Shach, Kitzur Chavis Halvavis, Kitzur, you know, and now you buy any number of Svarim on your Adaya, and what is it, you open it up, every simon is summarized. The main sheetas are set over b'kitza. Machleikus Shachantaz is set over b'kitza. And so that's, I think that transformation happened already. That's like the new doors of Koach and Limud. When someone puts out a sefer, now if he wants it to sell, it'll be like, you know, a summary of Hilchos Shabbos.
Had that for a long time.
Not so long.
I don't know. Long time for me, maybe, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know. A sefer came out now. I don't get it. On Hilchos Shabbos, it has the same. I don't get it. It has the same type, font, and surah as the Orchos Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And it's on Hilchos Shabbos. I don't understand what the guy was thinking. Because Orchos Shabbos became enormously popular. And this guy, like, I don't know what he did. I don't know what he think he was doing. He's hoping people buy it by mistake. I didn't examine it enough to know if it's a good work or not. But like, first of all, what do you need it for? Every time I walk into my shul, you know, where I daven in the morning, they have the new svar. I'm like, we're not zeichet to that, this tefillah. But, you know, they have all the new svar on the bench. On Sunday, it stays there till Thursday. And always people are putting out more, you know, summaries of Hilchos Shabbos, summaries of Hilchos this, summary of Hilchos Yichud, summary of that. And now, with the explosion, look what happened now after the Siyum HaShas. Now, there's a summary of every daf, summary of every, of the perek, like.
Learning is amazing.
I got an email. I got an name. Yeah, I got it. That's a different type of. I'm saying we're you know, postmodernism. We're post Rav Chaim.
But learning is still learning.
Sharabachina. The Eibishter sends the door what they need. What's going to work? now we're in an age of computers and files, and you put everything in its right place. I don't know what it's called in English. I'm sure it has, you know, you're organized. There's so much information out there.
Catalog.
Yeah, like a catalog. Like now the Haravanya is cataloging. That's why you go into a store and you look at the 50 new Sfarim that came out this week. 45 of them is categorizing, summarizing, saying it over for Kitsa. It's a way to see, it's like a way to keep up with the explosion of information if you want to keep up.
It's a fake out.
What?
It's a fake out.
It's not a fake out. It's a different yagia. It's like a different type of yagia. Just like I'm saying, Rav Chaim, the yagia went from chazering 101 times. I'm not saying it caught them from chazering 101 times. I'm just saying the clarity developed by chazering 101 times became the yagia and amelus of deep thinking. Now there's no more deep thinking. I mean, if you just take out a Brisker Rav Sefer, right? You take out a Rav Chaim Sefer. Right? Such an enormous difference. Like, I don't know, to me, like Yom Belayla. Rav Chaim is difficult to understand, difficult to know what he means. You have to read it over 3, 4, 5 times. Brisker Rav is not like that. Brisker Rav is a schmuck. Brisker Rav is like reading Kahati. I mean, after you've put through a few Rav Chaims, if you've been through Chaim's, reading the Brisker Rav to me is like reading Kahati. You know, it's very geschmack. It reads very nicely.
There was a big time of talk about the Brisker Shmuel Shir, and he said after the Shir, went to the Brisker Shmuel and said, what was the Shir? He just said, Pshat in a one line in the Rashba. And the Brisker Shmuel said, Baruch Hashem. I said, Pshat in the Rashba. He would work for days and hours and just sweat away, but in order to understand a line in the Rashba.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Shema.
Okay. So we had a little sociology class today. All right, we'll stop here. Barvachna Bazaar. We gained. We know.
Yeah, sure. We don't get to that part.
I think these are very. I think I should have saved it for the owning.
We'll save.
Rababa was a throwback. You know.
But it's Rita Sadoros, right?
What?
It's Rita Sadoros. It's Rita Sadoros.
It's Rita Sadoros, but it's. But it's your readers, and yeah. But it's a different focus. It's like it's developing Torah in a different area. Torah's Ein Sof. It's suited for this door. I don't know what's the chicken and what's the egg. You know, what's the cart and what's the horse? The readers are Torah, but maybe Neivishta makes that also. Like Torah has to be developed in all areas. Like every aspect of the Chachma of Torah is being explored, is being flushed out.
Constance.
Till Mashiach comes, we have like a lot of.
As beautiful as we are, it's still vast, soaked with different things.
Nothing I said has anything to do with Amelus. Nothing that I said has anything to do with lack of Amelus.
The Rav is really saying that nowadays the focus is shifting.
If someone wants to be Amel B'Torah and write a Sefer, what will emerge from his computer or his pen is a summary. More 90% of the Sfarim, and they sell. A guy writes now, you know, the people buy it as a courtesy. They'll buy Shurei Rav Baba Berman Al Shas. They'll buy it as a courtesy. But really, the world is waiting for Kitsa Shurei Rav Baba.
I think the Yerida Zadoris to me more is not from all the Kitzers. I think it's, I mean it complimentary, but I think
I
it's
from the Kitzers.
No, I'm saying I wouldn't see it that way. I would look at it as like the Art Scroll generation. It's not so much cataloging, it's people need more spoon feeding and more.
I disagree vehemently.
No?
The Art Scroll is nothing more than a market share. And just like if someone comes, Art Scroll, we see ourselves just as Magidei Shir. And people need Magidei Shir. So no one, you don't look with a bad eye. And when you see a person sitting by a shir, you don't say to yourself, I gather, what a lazy, intellectually lazy person. Why doesn't he take chavrusa and learn? Figure it out. He's in by a shir and being spoon fed. Even though, to the point, the terrace is the assessment is, the hope is that he can't.
There's no give and take in an Art Scroll, though. You're just taking. In a shir, it's interactive.
Not necessarily.
We can't judge others.
When we write the Art Scroll, we see ourselves as. Yeah, it's better to learn by chavrusa than go to a shir also. My point is that the Art Scroll is no more of a crutch than a magid shir. And that's how we write it. And we write it as if we are magidei shir.
I'm just explaining it.
Art Scroll, I think it's a bad rap, and it's intellectual laziness to just say, Art Scroll, that's a crutch. I mean, maybe it is a crutch. But many shir are. So people that go to a shir, it's a crutch. Let them get a chavrusa and figure it out. What do you go to a shir for? It's a crutch, spoon fed. That's all. All I'm saying is that Art Scroll. So if you say to Art Scroll, you shouldn't use the Art Scroll unless you need to, okay, and you shouldn't go to a shir unless you need to. And, which is true, there's nothing wrong with saying that. And Taki, you shouldn't. So.
Oh, it can be a great thing, but it depends how it's used. It's a tool. Like
depends
tool
who uses it.
My point was, though, that I think the Eberster saw the Yerida Zadoros and saw that it was necessary.
Yeah.
So the Art Scroll
and people don't have access to a good Magid Shir. I think we are one of the best Magid Shirim in the world.
When I was starting out learning Gemara and Art Scroll didn't exist, it was Santino. And that was like, it was harder to read the English than it was to read the Aramaic. I didn't know what was going on. So I'm saying Hashem saw that people needed it.
Yeah, they need a good.
So I think to me that more epitomizes the situation we're in than like the Kitzers and things like that. Because the Kitzer just, there's a wealth of information. It means a catalog.
Yeah, that's a different thing, yeah. Totally different points. Okay.